Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We are once again covering the trucker convoy, which is now, I guess, is it still a convoy if they're parked? They're still there in the streets.
We got a great big convoy rocking through the night.
It is big. And in fact, I've finally seen a map of exactly where this is happening, how many blocks, how many city blocks is this affecting. The Ottawa Citizen, which is a mainstream media publication, does have a map up on their website with a lengthy kind of hour-by-hour updates being posted here. And it's basically only looks like maybe 4 or 5 city blocks. So essentially it runs on 2 streets that are parallel right next to Parliament. And then there's a few of the streets that are perpendicular that are closed down, not by the truckers, supposedly, but by the government.
Mm.
Barricades or something
maybe
like
that's
that.
Why they always
so
look
they're
happy.
Blocking the streets.
Apparently so.
Yeah. I guess they're blockading the city.
I was telling Ian, whenever I see videos of this, yeah, there's parallel streets that have the truckers in them with the one lane open, and then there's perpendicular streets where they're completely, like, the intersection is not covered by trucks, and mm-hmm. it looks like they're empty, so I thought that they just left, like, the truckers were leaving it open for people to drive, but if the government's closing them, what's the point of that?
The government is also closing the bridges going over to that side of Ottawa, apparently, so there are 2 bridges that are completely shut down, and 1 bridge that is the furthest away, okay, 2 bridges that are the furthest away from the protests that are open but with quote-unquote limited access. So they're definitely not letting even people get over into that area in a lot of cases. Policing costs, according to the government gang, say they're estimated at $800,000 per day. Now, are they saying...
Tyranny is expensive, boys. All you need to do is comply. Do what you're told.
But here's my question. Is it normally $800,000 to pay for all of the police in Ottawa on any given day? Is this
I don't know.
Special?
I mean, you can pay off 1 cop for like $1,000, so how many do they have?
You know, is this a special deployment? Because, I mean, we were just watching footage a moment ago of what appears to be a dance party going on right out in front of the... There's like a certain area...
A violent dance party.
And a hateful one. It's transphobic.
There's an area right out in front of the Parliament building where they've been having speakers. So there's like PA system that have been set up there. So during the daytime, people are speaking to the crowd. And tonight, they appear to be playing music and people are dancing in the streets. I saw 4 cops just standing there.
Smiling?
Yeah, they just, I don't know if they were smiling. They were just standing there. They weren't doing anything. They weren't arresting people. They seem to be fine with the people there dancing, and so
maybe they're doing a safety dance.
So if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. I'm just kind of looking through this list. There's a long list of like what's been going on hour by hour here. The claim is that a local restaurant called Mushu Ice Cream, located on Bank Street in
Mushu
Ottawa,
Ice Cream.
Saying that they
that
will
sounds painful.
They will be remained closed over the weekend and into next week after a staff member was physically assaulted on their way to work on Friday. According to their tweet, the employee was blocked on the sidewalk by 2 men and pushed to the ground for wearing a mask.
Oh, no. Did they put a noose around his neck?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Was he out in the middle of the night going to Subway?
Mm. No, I don't think so.
You know what he's referencing?
No, I have no idea.
Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, the fake hate crime.
Yeah. I heard about that. By the way, he got convicted, Jussie Smollett.
Yes, he did. And it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
So, you know, once again, this story is very vague from Mushu Ice Cream. We don't know what the actual encounter was
like. They may have been assaulted just for Mushu Ice Cream. That's...
Wait, what? Why is that painful, and what do you mean?
Well, do you know, like, Mushu pork? I love Chinese
food. It's a Chinese dish.
Mushu pork, I mean, well, it's pork. So we're talking about ice cream made out of pigs. That can't be good.
I don't think so. I only know.
I mean, I love Mushu pork. It's like Peking duck.
I've only heard of Mushu as the name of the dragon in Mulan.
I think it's spelled differently in this case. Spelled M-O-O.
Oh, they serve it with these, like, tortilla things, and you paint them with plum sauce, and then you put the meat on. Oh, so good.
You're talking about Mushu?
Mushu pork.
But it's spelled differently, right?
I don't know.
They must have spelled it differently.
See,
for
they
Mu, like
they
cow.
Have to transliterate Chinese because they don't use the Arabic character set.
Good point.
Many things are. I mean, look at all the ways that Sun Tzu or Lao Tzu's names will be spelled. That's just because it's not a one-to-one character translation.
I never knew that. I always kind of wondered because I've seen it differently.
So the question is, you know, what's the truth about this incident? Was the staff member physically assaulted as he claims? Or is it possible he's telling a lie?
And was he trying to feed somebody pig ice cream?
Indeed. The number here is 603.
I'm sure that exists. I mean,
maybe it was the pigs who did it.
There's probably bacon ice cream out there. People like their meat.
Bacon's good in just about anything. I don't know if I'd like bacon ice cream, but I sure would find out.
I bet there's a maple bacon ice cream you could get.
I would not be surprised.
So, what attracted me to this article was the headline about it, which was that there's a $9.8 million class action lawsuit that had been launched, and I thought that was a suit against GoFundMe.
Yeah.
It should be.
But no. According to the Ottawa Citizen, remember, for listeners just tuning in, GoFundMe has taken down the $10 million fundraiser, which had reached its goal for the convoy, the Freedom Convoy. They've taken it down. That's what we talked about earlier in the show. And you had suggested, nobody, these guys should sue GoFundMe. And I thought, oh, great.
Absolutely.
They've already sued them. No, as it turns out, the lawsuit in this case has been launched against the organizers of the convoy.
How dare you disagree with the government?
Claiming $4.8 million in damages for emotional, mental, and other distress.
What about the lockdowns?
Mm-hmm. How much have people suffered over these lockdowns?
Get
some class action lawsuits going against the government.
But
how many suicides?
You can't sue them.
The John Hopkins study that came out 2 days ago, or I think it was, estimated that 250,000 Americans have died just from the result directly of the lockdowns.
From, like, suicides and drug overdoses,
yeah.
That kind of thing? I believe it.
Mm.
The thing is, it's not easy to sue the government. They've got rules that prevent you from doing that. Oh, well, you don't
They're
have a case.
They're guarding all the doors. Yeah. They're holding all the keys.
So it was $4.8 million in damages for so-called emotional, mental, and other distress, and then $5 million in punitive damages, largely due to the protesters' tactic of continually blaring their truck horns.
Hmm.
Ottawa lawyer Paul...
How about the leftist tactic of continually running their mouths, whining and scolding?
A Ottawa lawyer filed the claim on behalf of plaintiff Zexy Lee, a 21-year-old... Get this, public servant.
Wouldn't you know? Doesn't that mean one of those guys who robs us blind?
That's right.
Doesn't sound very sexy to me.
And she's a graduate of the University of Ottawa who lives within five blocks of Parliament Hill. The claimless convoy organizers, Chris Barber, Benjamin Dichter, Tamara Lick, and Patrick King as defendants, and leaves room for as many as 60 others who may be identified later. The claim is seeking class certification with residents from...
I'll certify right now she has no class.
From different streets in the vicinity considered potential members of the class. Documents filed by Champ contend that the defendants have, quote, deliberately planned the horn tactic to cause distress and discomfort and are aware or ought to be aware the prolonged use of extremely loud air horns and train horns can cause permanent hearing damage and psychological harm.
You know what else causes psychological harm? Locking people in their houses for 2 years.
Yeah. And you know what? If you don't like the noise, get some earplugs.
Stay away from politicians.
Yeah.
Crap splashes.
According to Champ, the injunction will be heard tomorrow, so this is going to be an emergency court hearing on a Saturday for an interlocutory order that would prohibit the use of truck horns downtown.
Well, the thing about this is the left likes to think in group think so much. Who are they specifically going to go after? They is continuously honking their horn. It's a bunch of different cars.
They're going to go after anyone honking their horn if the police are willing to enforce
the
judge's order.
In the article, they're going after the ordinance.
Well, no. The injunction would apply to... They're asking for an injunction to stop the horn honking. And if they do, then that would require these police who are standing around to actually act. But will they?
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
the phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can do that here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to let you know about Intercoin. We've been telling you about Intercoin and how they can help businesses and organizations launch their own currency and raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its own investor token, and you could pick some up over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. Use your email address or any email address to sign up. You can keep your privacy intact because they don't want to know who you are over at xmarkets.com, which is unusual for a centralized exchange. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies there, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah is on with us in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just have noticed that even Wiener Schnitzel, they even have veggie meatless hot dogs.
Do you know that place, Ian? It's a fast
Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah, it's a fast food place. I've only seen it in Texas.
Oh, I thought it was just a type of food. I thought that was like a German food.
Yeah, you're talking about the fast food place, right, Sarah?
Yeah, the hot dog place.
They have like pretzels.
Okay.
But I mean, the whole thing is about, they're all things about all beef hot dogs and chili dogs, and now they got a veggie dog.
Yep.
And so Wiener Schnitzel is traditionally made with pork chops that are thinly breaded and fried in a tender, crisp coating. It's apparently
it
means
that's
veal.
Like schnitzel, right?
It means veal in Germany.
Schnitzel is so good. Like the hot dogs, I've never had that fast food place, and I wouldn't want to eat a hot dog, really, but schnitzel itself is so good.
Okay.
Dogs are no good cold.
So you're calling about the fast food place, which I had never even heard of before this phone call. It must be a Southwestern chain or something like that.
I guess so. I think I've only seen it in Texas.
320 restaurants in 11 states.
So what I'm saying is that even a lot of these KFC and even they're all carrying the veggie products. Like Del Taco, they have the meatless tacos. I've tried that.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to have veggie hot dogs. And the thing is that
quote-unquote,
I love the veggie hot dogs. I mean, I just got hooked. You know, I tried it. Somebody was a vegetarian. And then I had veggie hot dogs for dinner, and I just been an addict after that. I could just wipe the whole thing out in one day.
Now,
mean, it's just so good.
I've heard some critiques of these products. I don't know if it applies to all of them or the ones at Wiener Schnitzel or whatever, but some say that there's like estrogen in them or something like that.
Well, there's probably a lot of soy, which has estrogen.
Too much soy, you'll be a soy boy.
What happens to a woman who takes too much soy?
Well, their body isn't used to, I forget the word, making it on the inside anymore.
And, generating their own?
Yeah, generating your own estrogen. So it's bad for you in that way because your body should be able to, I can't remember the words, like endo something, you know, make your own.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So, but you know what, I think that must be with a certain type of woman because I never had any problems with tofu products, meatless product for me. So it's like all those people that are like gluten-free people, and I don't understand that because I never had those kind of allergies. It has to be...
Well, consider yourself lucky because it seems like it's really difficult to live as a gluten-free person. There's a very, very restrictive diet that that they have.
And you have to tell everybody about it incessantly.
That's mean. Our co-host
That's what I
do
thought.
That.
Yeah, but I could never sympathize with them, and I never had problems with soy products, soy milk, tofu. I love all that stuff, and I never had any allergies. And I still eat meat products.
I was going to ask you: Are you completely anti-meat, or why did you move into the veggie-based stuff in the first place?
Well, I never was introduced to, I mean, I never knew about those things at all, except that I had a vegetarian friend, and when I had it, it was just so good. And then, you don't have to eat meat every single day, like most Americans do. I mean, they eat like their mountain lions, you know? I mean, I mean, come on. We don't need to eat all that much meat. And it just feels so good for...
I agree, Sarah. I think it's gross to eat that much meat. I seriously do. I think it's gross to eat meat every single day, but I always feel guilty. I feel like, ew, I have a dead body in my stomach digesting. That's disgusting. But Ian and nobody
meat
don't
is murder.
Tasty,
juicy, delicious murder.
I feel like, good. Sarah, anything else you want to share tonight?
That, I mean, this is really good for our planet, too.
Why?
And it's also good for people's health. Well, because it's actually cheaper to grow. It takes less land, less water to grow these soybeans or yellow peas or whatever they make.
But you know we have plenty of land, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, except the government's sitting on most of it.
Yeah.
It's being more resourceful. And if you could eat other things that,
you know, that
this is good for you and keep you healthier.
It does have a bigger impact on the environment to raise cattle than it does to grow plants.
You have to grow plants to raise cattle, right? The cattle
plants.
So then you're doing double to grow the cattle.
The cattle tastes better.
Really?
So
yeah,
it's worth the effort.
I don't think there's a meat product on Earth that tastes better than mushrooms, broccoli.
There are some mushrooms that I'll have to join you on that. It depends.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So, okay. Bonnie, you found something you and Sarah agree on.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
I mean, I don't know if we completely agree on it. I don't eat soy. Oh,
that's
I try
true.
Not
yeah,
to
you,
soy.
You make a, you make an effort to avoid
it's
soy.
It's hard actually. To avoid soy. Soy is in everything. It's in every single product at the grocery store I work at, or at the convenience store I work at.
And things like that, right?
Almost every single product.
Yeah, it's pretty ubiquitous out there. I never really thought to look on labels, but now we're always checking that at the grocery store, and it wasn't easy. It's not easy.
And avoiding anything that has high fructose corn syrup and soy, there's like two things I can eat at the Moose Mart.
Wow.
Including the moose?
603-283-6160. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel. Huh. Yeah, it's one of those hot dog places, apparently. World's most wanted wiener. Now, that's a fun tagline. That's a good one.
There is one in New Braunfels, Texas, and my friend was always saying, like, oh, the place is so good, we should go there. But I don't know, it just kind of creeped me out. There's good German food places in Texas, too, so why would I go to a fast food?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to get a hot dog, I generally don't think, oh, I should go out for that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just not a gourmet hot dog.
But if you're going to go out for German food.
I need to go out for any food because I don't keep any in the
house. That'll do it. All right, so we got more coming up here, and you can take control of the airwaves. So whether it's the Freedom Convoy and the latest on that, Facebook also tumbled in the stocks yesterday, down 26%. So they're having a tough time. We could dance.
I like the sound of that.
We could do a little grave dancing coming up here in just a moment.
Necromance, if you want to, you can bring dead friends to life. But your friends aren't dead, and if they're not dead, then no friends of mine.
603-283-6160. And yes, nobody's back. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former Vice President Mike Pence rejected former President Donald Trump's repeated claims that Mr. Pence could have overturned the 2020 election outcome during the January 6th special session of Congress, calling such notion un-American.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
America is back at work. That's what President Biden had to say following the January jobs report put out by the Labor Department, which said the economy added 467,000 jobs last month. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Republican National Committee is formally censoring two Republican members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. They were targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Cheney and Kinzinger also voting to impeach now former President Donald Trump last year. A resolution from the RNC saying the behavior of the two lawmakers has been destructive to the House, the Republican Party, and the Republic. The White House is again warning about Russian propaganda efforts to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it's right out of a thick Russian playbook.
We've seen them run false flag operations in the past and use confusion to launch military action many times in history.
U.S. intelligence agencies, without proof, believe Moscow is plotting a staged attack against Russians to rationalize a military assault on neighboring Ukraine. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And nobody.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by Freedoms Phoenix. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. You can go there and you can sign up for their daily dispatch and get the latest on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, they've got it over there at freedomsphoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we're going to go to your phone calls and your thoughts. He's Mac, calling us from Colorado. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live, watching us on our DLive stream. Go ahead.
Okay. First, I want to say...
Oh, you just cut out there, Mac. Are you still with us? Oh, man. Mac?
Hello?
Hey, we got you back. Go ahead. You completely cut out there. Can you hear us? Oh, man.
Hello?
Can you hear us now, Mac? Last try.
You cut out.
Hello?
Like Mac the knife.
We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to bring you back here in just a moment. We'll check back with you. Something might be wrong with our phone lines. Every now and then our phones just go completely wacky because they're IP-based phones. So sometimes...
Well, not to mention the NSA or...
in your interwebs, messing with your tubes.
Yeah, most definitely. So we've been just covering throughout the show, I think for the most part throughout the whole show tonight, the latest on the Freedom Convoy that is continuing and has no plan to stop, even though they're now being sued, according to the Ottawa Citizen, which is a mainstream publication there in Ottawa, Canada, saying that now there's a $9.8 million lawsuit that is being filed against the organizers of the protest. They want to get an emergency injunction from a judge tomorrow. So by tomorrow night, we may have an update on this particular story, and hopefully Captain Kickass will be following it closely tomorrow, because Bonnie and I are actually going to be out. We're going to the Free State Project Porcupine Day event tomorrow night, so that'll be fun. We're going to keep our eyes on this particular story as it continues to develop, because in my opinion, the trucker convoy is probably the most important freedom story on the planet right now.
It's the first thing that's given me any hope in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a little bit of good news coming out of Europe, but, I mean, Australia is just depressing. Austria's turning into a police state.
There were big protests in Australia, but it's almost just depressing because they just got squashed and now they're right back to being a prison colony.
Yeah, I mean, they just did the normal police thing and turned dogs loose on them.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been really sad to watch. Although there's been some good news here in New Hampshire. It's been prohibited as of last summer for the government to mandate vaccines. So that's a thing. And if they get money from the government, they can't mandate vaccines. So the government colleges cannot mandate vaccines, which is good. And they're really upset about that. And the Free Staters and the Liberty activists there in the State House have been working on some good legislation coming up this year.
Is it that now intellectuals don't want to think for themselves?
What do you mean? The college people?
Yeah, it used to be colleges were hotbeds of dissent.
Right.
And
free
now
speech.
It's like, you know,
they're indoctrination centers.
Yeah, it's so sad.
A little bit back to the story from the Ottawa Citizen. Again, they're doing like an hour by hour updates on this protest. Do you remember Rob Ford from Toronto? He was the crack smoking mayor.
Oh, I thought it was Doug Ford, or is that
his brother? That's his brother. At least as far as I know, I believe they look very similar, so I'm pretty sure. You remember the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto from a few years ago?
No, I remember the crack-smoking mayor of Detroit, D.C.
D.C. Oh. No, that was like the 80s, late 80s or whatever, Marion Barry.
Marion Barry,
what you're thinking of. No, there's a newer one.
Wasn't there a crack-smoking mayor or governor of Illinois, too, or Indiana, whichever one the...
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I think politicians would probably enjoy crack because it gives you that megalomaniac feeling that, you know, it would build on their natural state.
There's a psychopathy or sociopathy.
Yeah.
Narcissism. Yeah.
So Doug Ford is in the news here. Apparently he is the premier of Ontario. And so this is the brother of the crack-smoking mayor, who's dead, by the way.
Oh.
Rod Ford died, and the video of him smoking crack is pretty entertaining. So if you get a chance, you should look that one up.
Was he on the video when he died?
No. Okay. No, he wasn't. But it's pretty entertaining nonetheless, because he's rambling like a fool. But Doug Ford has called for the trucker protest to end, calls it unacceptable, saying that it is no longer a protest. It's an occupation, said Ford at a media conference at a meeting of premiers.
Somebody get him some crack.
That focused mainly on health care funding. In response to a question, he blasted the protesters in Ottawa, saying they are hurting families and businesses. Now,
isn't that a great case of what they said about accuse the other guy of what you're doing?
Right.
What do you think the government has been doing
for
this last 2 years of misery they've put us all through?
Absolutely. They killed businesses.
Even just calling it occupation, I Googled the dictionary to be absolutely sure. It says the action, state, or period of occupying or being occupied by military force.
Mm.
So it's not an occupation.
No.
Also, they kind of live in Canada, so can you occupy your own country? I mean, you kind of occupy it, but I mean, you're in it, but that's just the way you occupy a bathroom. ocupado.
He says, folks, let's put an end to this. He and other premiers say they don't like having lockdowns, but the public health measures were, quote, necessary and are, quote, being lifted as we speak.
Then move the people who like that stuff into one city and let another city be free.
Yeah. Well, and if it's true that they're actually lifting the measures, remember, we did see the Saskatchewan premier say that they're going to be lifting the COVID restrictions in Saskatchewan province.
They don't want trucks showing up.
And if it's true that that they are lifting them in other places, then good. Once those are lifted, the truckers say they're going to go home.
All you need to do is comply, and this will all be over.
Exactly. So Ontario is apparently gradually removing the public health measures and plans to have most of them gone by the middle of March, which means you can plan to have the truckers gone by the middle of March.
Stop resisting.
Right. So there you go. I mean, that's just another quick update on that particular story. Again, if you want to weigh in, you can. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Facebook was in the news recently for being a big loser yesterday. Apparently, their shares plummeted more than 20% in one day. And it couldn't have happened to, a nicer bunch of folks.
Wow, yeah.
They revealed that there are now 500,000 fewer daily logins to Facebook and declining profits. Zuckerberg's
going to have to take that job at the Ministry of Truth.
Are they offering him one?
I don't think there actually is a Ministry of Truth yet. That was from 1984.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's basically the equivalent of that, right?
Oh, yeah, Facebook.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
Right. Facebook has reported nearly half a million.
Coordinated, of course, by the government.
So they're down to 1.93 billion users only. 1.93 billion users logging in each day. So down.
Cell 411 will be catching up any day now.
Facebook's parent company saw its stock plunge 22.6% during after-hours trading on Wednesday. I don't know.
Isn't it funny how it doesn't work out well when you run a communications platform and you won't let people communicate?
Talk to one another? Yeah.
You will talk, but you will say only the things we tell you to say.
Yeah. Or you can just leave Facebook and go to somewhere where you actually do have more freedom to speak, like ours. Our social media site, which is social.freetalklive.com. What were you going to say?
I haven't been on Facebook once since I've been out of jail.
Oh, nice.
And do you feel better?
I feel better now.
Yeah?
Yeah. But no, I mean, Facebook, I don't think it was doing me much harm because I didn't believe them. I just... The nice thing about the Facebook fact checkers is it tells you what the government's lying about.
That's true. There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join the show in these remaining moments, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whatever you want to discuss, we can talk about it here. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nobody.
Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. If you want to download an episode or a bunch of episodes, you can do that for free anytime you want at freetalklive.com. You can also join our chat server. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com. It is a matrix server. That means it's open source. That means it is self-hosted. It's also federated, so you can connect from our matrix server to other matrix servers elsewhere on the planet and vice versa.
Although, the matrix is real, Neo.
I love it, too. Oh, by the way, Bonnie saw those movies for the first time recently.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
But I've been doing matrix quotes tonight.
Did you see the new one? Have you seen the?
I have not seen the new one. I heard that it was missable.
We liked it.
We really liked it.
Yeah,
we liked
okay. It. I want to give it a shot.
I still think it's the fourth worst Matrix movie. Like it's the like
I
it's
agree,
not the best, but
I still like it.
You don't have to be the best Matrix movie to be a great movie.
No, it was fun. It was
Aria said she thought it might be the best, but then I think she kind of walked that back and said second best to the first. But it was a really good
was
movie.
Was she hanging out with that crack smoking mayor?
He's dead.
She just really liked it.
We're gonna go back to your calls. We're gonna try Mac again here. Checked him during the break. He's back there. We seem to have a good connection now. Mac, are you with us?
Hello?
Hey, we got you. Hello, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Hi. First of all, I wanted to say welcome back, Nobody.
Thank you.
Hearing your voice.
Thank you.
Second, so I know it was about a year, 2 years ago, maybe a little longer. I know you guys were promoting the Divi project.
Yeah, Divi. It's a cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and I was just calling to see if there was any new updates about that, because I haven't heard you guys talk about that in forever.
I have not heard what, if any, new updates they are, but I do know the Divi price. I'm just looking at it right now over at CoinGecko.com. It is definitely up compared to what it was a couple of years ago. It's up quite a bit, actually. It hit an all-time high, it looks like, maybe at the beginning of December. And right now it is at not quite an all-time high, but a darn close, I would say, like third to... like the third highest high of all time. So definitely higher than it was when we were promoting it, which is nice for those who held on to it.
Nice.
Yeah, well, from what I've been checking, it just seems like it's back to where it previously was as far as all-time highs. But yeah,
I'm looking at the map. I'm looking at the chart here, and it's definitely up. So up quite a bit.
Today's a green for all crypto today. I know Bitcoin just went back up to 41,000.
Yeah, I just saw that.
42.
Happy.
Yeah, I think we were promoting Divi back in like 2019 or something when it was probably like between 1 and 4 cents or something like that.
What's it at now?
And it's at about 8.6 cents right now.
Nice.
So.
Okay. Is it mostly, is that a project mostly prominent in New Hampshire? Or
no, not at all.
Do you know?
The guy who we met him, the dude behind Divi, his name is Jeff, or one of the guys. And he was somebody we met at Anarchapulco. I believe he lives in Costa Rica, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
So, no, there's virtually no presence that I'm aware of here in New Hampshire. The big ones up here are probably Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and Monero. Those would probably be the top three. And it's been a while. I'm not in the crypto scene
now. I love
now.
That you didn't mention Bitcoin itself.
Who uses Bitcoin?
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, not me.
Well, right. I mean, so as far as, like, I'm talking about people that use cryptocurrencies. Yeah. Not talking about, I'm sure there's a bunch of people that have Bitcoin BTC.
Oh, sure.
But they don't actually utilize it for anything except holding on to.
It's turned into a banker coin. The fees are too high.
Yeah, it's really sad what happened with that. And from what I understand,
it was version 1.0, though. You don't expect to be using version 1.0 20 years into your career.
Yeah, that's true. There is going to be, I believe, a big party coming up in Manchester in the next few weeks. They're going to have the 500th consecutive Bitcoin meetup.
Nice.
That's happening there. So, that's kind of a big deal, I guess. So the community here is very strong. And again, that's me speaking from the outside. I don't really get to do anything with crypto anymore. I can't even spend... I had to spend goldbacks tonight when I bought my Fun Noodle Soup in Keene because I'm not allowed to use cryptocurrency. So I doubt it's changed, though, because Bitcoin Cash has constantly been pretty popular here. And again, Monero, I think the crypto community here likes privacy coins. So it's definitely a popular one. Does that answer your questions, Mac?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. That's pretty much all I called for today.
All right. Hey, is there anything going on in Colorado for crypto? Like, what are things like out there?
I don't ever hear people talk about crypto out here.
That's sad.
It seems to be, like, just mostly, if anything, just an underground movement. So,
Why aren't you here?
There's days that I want to move there, but, obligations do the same old excuses. So
it happens.
Yeah, it's going to get harder and harder to make excuses for not living in New Hampshire as New Hampshire gets freer and freer. And I suspect people will feel more like the pull is inevitable if they actually, want to see more liberty in their lifetime. Mac, thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. By the way, I was looking here at the coin map, which, to be fair, isn't the most in-date sort of thing. Looking over at Denver, Colorado, there's a lot of things there on a coin map in Denver, but they're mostly crypto vending machines. A lot of times these big cities don't even have near as many crypto accepting locations as even little Keene, New Hampshire does.
Yeah, Ann Arbor has lots of vending machines, but there's no place you can buy some.
You can't buy any crypto.
Protein grade soup.
Yeah, same with San Antonio. When I lived there, I found on the map that there were several ATMs. I went and looked at one, and it was one of those cloud ATMs, whatever it's called.
The coin cloud or whatever.
Coin cloud.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anywhere that was around me that actually accepted crypto.
Yeah, it looks like Denver, Colorado, once you factor out the ATM population, has not even as many Bitcoin accepting businnesses as Keene, New Hampshire. I mean,
but there's a lot of things to do there when you're dead.
Yeah. What's that a reference to?
A movie called Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
Let's go to El Conejo. He's on the line in somewhere out west. Go ahead, El Conejo.
So I'm still trying to promote the hashtag CryptoConvoy 2020. So I want to make an offer to all the truckers up there in Ottawa.
Yeah.
If you make a little video of yourself saying CryptoConvoy 2020, download yourself and pet. Excuse me, 2022.
What year is it?
I'm always saying 2020. On New Year's Eve, when I said the countdown, I said, yay, it's 2020, which was really creepy. I didn't mean to say that.
2020 was really creepy.
Well, they stole the
beginning of the scamdemic.
Okay, sorry about that, Conejo. El Conejo, so if the truckers make a video of themselves with hashtag CryptoConvoy2022...
Yeah, so in your Twitter post, just post your QR code either in your video or in your post and kind of just show what's going on the ground, prove you're there, and just say the date and time. CryptoConvoy 2022 Hong Kong. Hong Kong's not part of the hashtag.
Yeah.
Hong Kong, Richie.
I will send $100 in Monero to the first two truckers to do that, or people running the kitchen.
Wow.
You're going to send them filthy dollars?
Monero.
Oh, in Monero. Okay, that's
Monero.
Nice.
Very cool. There's actually somebody.
CryptoConvoy 2022.
Is this you on Twitter that's using that hashtag? There's one guy on Twitter that's using hashtag CryptoConvoy 2022.
Don't dox his Twitter.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
I'm following that account now. Anything else you want to share, El Conejo?
No, Hong Kong.
Love it, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. Still really want to hear from those organizers. I'm going to have to try to find another way to reach them. Maybe I can contact them through this new Christian Give, Send, Go fundraising site where they've got a new fundraiser.
What if they take this down because they say it's not Christian?
They might. I don't know.
I mean, it isn't necessarily Christian. It's not really anti-Christian.
It may be that the lady who created it is a Christian, and that might be good enough. I don't know. Apparently, there's an image. I don't know if this is for real, but somebody updated the GoFundMe Wikipedia page where it says type of site. They changed it to theft.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Instead of what?
Whatever the hell it used to say, fundraiser or something like that.
At least they didn't steal my money when they shut me down.
What did they shut you down for?
They shut me down for being me. Was
it during your campaign?
No, it was when Derek J was raising money for me when I was in jail.
Hmm.
Oh, this last year?
No, before that.
Oh, a decade ago?
Yeah, when I was for the weed.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And they shut you down back then. Wow, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did just check their GoFundMe. The Wikipedia page for GoFundMe says theft under type of site.
Nice. Tell some truth once in a while.
Well, Nobody's back, and he's going to be coming back in a few times this coming week, so you're going to hear a lot more Nobody in the coming days on Free Talk Live. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.